Welcome to the With Will podcast. We're here to entertain, inform, bit while talking about Digimon. I'm Mark, I run With Will and produce Digimon on Blu-ray.
I'm Dev Hugh, and I'm very, very eepy.
We're both eepy right now because for some reason, Dev knows this, my internet upload is only going at 5% of what it normally does. So I've played around with the YouTube settings, and hopefully those of you watching us live do not overtly notice anything is wrong. Hopefully. Because I have had to very, very ambitiously change the video settings, and the YouTube ingress stuff is very not happy with me, although it is accepting it. So hopefully we both sound fine. Hopefully those of you watching live sees the video fine. Functionally, I'm set for like 10% of the bitrate we normally use, and I've just really, really played with all the settings. So hopefully that seems fine to everyone, but we will see. If it dies, then me and Dev will just have to finish offline because I'm not quite sure what is going on.
Oh well.
Yeah.
Technology hates us all.
Yeah, Dev, how has your week been?
I'm so tired.
Tired from the whole week or just from one or two specific things?
From the whole week, because even though Holiday Hell has kind of ended in retail, it also kind of hasn't. So I've been hoarded out to multiple stores for various other projects. So
yeah, I know that's when it gets most tiring for you, is when you have to run around.
Yep.
On the plus side, hey, new beat break.
Yippee!
So this is episode 14, Tactics, and we start. So what's weird is at the beginning, were you also not sure if it was a flashback or not?
Assumed it might have been. Like, oh, is this the
like a training flashback?
Is this showing like the origin of Tactics or nope. The main guy's like, oh wait, no, it's just now.
Yeah, and then it shows the trainees the proper way to do it. Shows them as a well-oiled machine. Sort of like they did last time. And then they immediately jump from that to, you know, Beat Break really does enjoy like its opening scene being slightly out of context until later.
Good enough.
Yeah. And then we jump to Glowing Dawn with food again, this time hard boiled egg, toast and tea, tightening that belt. Although, am I wrong?
Unfortunately, Tactics are kill stealing assholes.
I was going to say, if you were going to try to stretch eggs, wouldn't you do scrambled and try to throw basic stuff in it to stretch it?
Absolutely. I mean, because that's what scrambled eggs are for.
Hard-boiled egg is about, like, as unstretching eggs as you can get.
But I guess it's, like, visually sad-looking. That's what they were going for.
Yeah.
If you really wanted to stretch it, you'd do French toast.
Yeah. Then Kyo asking about Tactics, and Gekkoman liking old samurai movies. And the big guess from everyone seems to be that this is telegraphing an upgrade later. Not for this episode, but that Gekkoman with swords.
That would be kind of pretty badass, like Bushido kind of armor and everything.
Yeah. And then, hey, it's a Sneemon that's causing problems. 500,000 credits. That's actually a good chunk of money. And Tactics plans to wait for it to evolve so it'll be more valuable. And then we sort of get a jump over to explaining that Kyo used to be perfect, then he created Glowing Dawn. And Tactics did not get the bounty for Bomber Nanimon. We're told the bounty just vanished and there's basically no evidence it was ever there. Which is very...
Like, who are they selling these to?
Well, that's the thing. I think the suggestion is they're not, is the Digimon are being used for something. Then we get, you know, E-Pulse luring Sneemon, them arguing about if they should use kids as bait or not. This is where, like...
I literally went, fuck them kids.
Well, I like how it's already kind of falling apart, the idea that Tactics and this team in particular are perfect. Because they tell us they're perfect and everything, and then they're already kind of, like, not agreeing, kind of falling apart. Also, am I wrong, or is this the same park where they fought the Kanoko gang?
It might be.
It looked familiar.
It looks like so generic that it's hard to tell.
Do you think it's just generic background?
I feel like it's generic background. I would have to go back and, like, carefully, like, cross-reference them.
Okay. And then Sneemon cold hearts one of the kids, but Tomuro promises he'll be okay. And then they immediately jump into everyone evolving.
Look, it's just one bug. You don't need that many adults.
Now, interestingly, Tactic seems completely unaware of the idea that cold heart is reversible, which is odd because we've seen it happen in hospitals. Like, we've seen people wake up.
Don't give a shit.
Well, that's the weird thing is I'm not sure if it's they don't care or if they really just have no awareness of even the concept. Like, never even a consideration.
I mean, also, if they're using kids as bait, I mean.
And then Sneemon evolves to Scorpiomon. And that's when Tactics said to joke. And then, so here's the weird, this is where, like, one part where it feels like everyone admits the episode kind of falls apart. So Tactics jumps in to stop them and introduce themselves. Did you notice
Scorpiomon's just fucking standing there?
Yes, they just draw Scorpiomon standing behind the, like, not moving, not being threatening, not being held back. It's just there.
Yeah, I just, they're going through this whole spiel and it's just standing there, just chilling.
Yeah, which is odd because, like, the thing about the whole spiel is these characters were introduced last episode. You could have done the spiel then to... It's weird because we're kind of getting, like, an odd double introduction, but the characters aren't acting the same as they were last time.
Yeah, they're just in absolute dick mode.
And then they immediately jump into evolutions, and then Ludomon to... Ludomon doesn't evolve. It looks like he's going to, but he doesn't. He's just Ludomon.
Too, but then I realized, oh, okay, no, they're saving that for later, or they were just powering him up to kind of have a... Monodramon's Evo just use them as kind of like a shield.
Yeah, it's funny because I really like, okay, they do the whole thing. And then when Ludomon does the pose, I'm like, wait, like my brain like skipped because it didn't make, okay, he's still Ludomon. Then we get Shakomon to Tylomon.
Not what I was expecting, but I am very happy for it. I like the shark.
I'm not sure if I care or not, mostly because it feels like they're doing it purely to go with the, oh, we have all three areas. It's just a bit odd. And then Monodramon to the new Digimon, Ramphomon, which looks like any, which feels like it could be connected to any number of Digimon. I'm not sure it was needed, but I like it.
Kind of cooler than Strikedramon. It still has like that same color scheme, but also dinosaur, 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 dinosaur.
Yeah. And then immediately Mirror World, everyone jumps in and we get a, does this feel like we should be getting a Kyo eye catch in this episode?
Because he wasn't really doing anything.
No. Then Tactics ignores Glowing Dawn and talks about their plan. I will say, I love Ludomon being used as an actual shield. And then
all he's done so far.
Well, that's the funny thing is, like, I can appreciate that. What I can't appreciate is then instantly Wolvermon and Nightropmon are out. This is the exact thing that, like, people would complain about in other shows. Like, they evolved basically to just be instantly punched in the head.
Yeah, they just instantaneously ate shit.
Yeah. And then Armalizumon, we have not seen the blade attack yet at all, right? And then we get the double blade, which I like.
It's cute.
And then we get another writing thing I don't like. Okay, they're both exhausted for reasons that are unclear to them, and then Tactics blames their emotions about blah, blah, blah. You know, their emotions aren't balanced, blah, blah. Have we ever seen this, like, mid-battle exhaustion?
Oh, no, we have not that I can recall.
And
but then again, I guess they weren't having such long, drawn-out battles against...
So
other Digimon.
That's true, but also this isn't that drawn out so far. But also, in Chad's even point out, like, with Reyna, Wolvermon has been around. Like, it feels like this is something that should have been pointed out. And then weirdly, Raito and Rampamon, I guess they can copy moves. And then Kyo and Marasimon pops in. I will say, I appreciate any time Kyo and Rasmon just jump in to save the day.
It's like, oh, I must save my children now.
And chat wants me to bring up dull welding. Dull welding, sorry. That's a fun. You know, do you? I really want to see him get an evolution later that has like two flamethrowers, and do it again with welding.
I want to see that.
And I will say, I like once Naito sees Kyo, he wants them to get away. Like he knows they're not going to beat him.
That's like, oh shit! Now we're out of here.
And then so
grab the bug and fucking go.
This is where it gets weird. Naito warns Kyo that people are obsessed with him, and out pops Gigasmon.
I think he notices.
Yeah, like this. Yeah, but then out pops Gigasmon. Naito tries to stay and watch the fight. The team argues with him. Tomuro pops out up again, and then like Naito then starts lecturing I feel like the lecture would work better if we had an explanation as to why Ludomon didn't evolve. Like, that part.
I feel it was just like. Oh, I mean, they've kind of done something similar with the other ones where it's like, oh, eat poles, then they just get like a powered up attack.
Yeah. And then Tomura and Armalizamon feel better. Tactic seems very surprised by this. And their planning did not seem to take into account that if Tomura and Armalizamon went down, they'd get back up. And Scorpio Mon's a baby. Naito did not seem to expect that Gigasmon got his hands cut off. That was a fun little thing.
That was amusing.
Yeah. I like seeing more Gigasmon.
Okay, he got better.
I like seeing more Gigasmon.
Also, the voicing for Gigasmon was kind of very silly.
Yeah. And then Tomuro grabs the Sapatama, Kyo grabs the baby, and they go running. And Raito's really being whiny about this. Especially about, it did not occur to him that he might get hit at all. The Digimon gets hit, and then Naito just punches Raito in the face.
Should get hit.
Yep. And then we see the kid's cold heart being reversed. And we got an ED variation. I think the only difference was the 8-bit degraded animation.
Yeah, Chirapmon.
Yeah, I think that was the only difference. I did not check in detail, though. But yeah.
Yeah, that was the only one I noticed, too. So I wonder if it'll be like
you think
next time.
Yeah, it feels like Reina and Pristimon next time. I guess the question is, do you want them to keep cycling? Or do you want them to, like, only cycle between the three and wait to do Kyo until an important episode for him.
Keep cycling, just all of them.
Okay.
It can even be like the evolutions too.
Oh, you know, I didn't even think about that. Yeah, that'd be interesting. So
yeah, they can do it for at least 8 episodes.
The episode itself, I'm not completely sure what to make of the episode, because does it feel like the scripting kind of doesn't fit what Beat Break has done so far?
Felt a little bit awkward in spots.
Yeah, like, it's not a bad episode, but, like, it's not what it's one of the lesser episodes for the show, and mostly because the new characters feel like they don't fit that well, and Tactics felt weirdly one-note compared to their actual introduction episode, which was interesting.
Yeah, it looks they were like, oh, we're just gonna stand here and be mean for the sake of being mean.
Well, it's also, they are very, like, the generic anti-protagonists.
They could have made it a little more of like a continuation of the previous episode.
Yeah,
as far as
I feel like that's what makes it. I feel like that's what makes it weirder. Is we saw some flashes of interesting characterization last time, and this time it's like completely new characters. I would like to see it not be played as straight as it seems like it's going to. In the sense of, oh, well, we already have the hints of how each one is going to disappoint Tactics and so forth. They were more interesting last time. They just felt too flat to me this time. And in chat, they're just like, yeah, it's the evil kids. So weirdly, the next episode we have two titles for so far. Because the preview they put up called it A Little Bit of Courage. Or A Bit of Courage. And then in episode, the subtitle used Little Courage. I think the Bit of Courage works better, personally. But we will see.
I want to see the babies murder everyone.
Yeah, this feels like it's going to be a comedy episode. I hope it's a comedy episode. It feels like a couple episodes into the arc, we could use just weird cartoonish comedy. Just the babies screwing around.
It's like, time for boot camp!
yeah, we will see what fun we get. And then we get nice stack of beepers. So first up, we get a versus visual for Raito and Tomoe using the art of them from the new key art.
That is pretty cool looking.
Yes, and then we got a lot of character correction art. So basically everyone from the five stars and tactics.
I love this art so much. Please continue giving us really cool production artwork.
What I like, though, is, and this is where I think you and me are being picky about tactics in the new episode, if you look at all four characters in this art, which is, I think, all from the last episode, they all have, like, really defined personalities just looking at the art.
Yeah, and then it's like it just ceased to exist in this episode.
Yeah, yeah, and five stars looks great there also. Then we also got a line test animation of the Bomber Nanimon battle. Yeah. Preview of the new anime media, which features interview with character designer Takahiro Kojima, along with new art of Kyo and Kugurumon, which includes a pull-out pin-up poster. I know, it's that's some of the best art of Kugurumon we've seen, I think. And then...
just a big fluffy kitty.
And then the behind-the-scenes dub clip, I don't know what to think about, because they really want us to think they put them together.
It's like, no, you don't record at the same time as each other. It's not how...
Yeah, it's very odd because it's framed like... It's like, look at the behind-the-scenes, look at doing their first scene together. It's like, no, that's not what happened. That's odd.
No, you do your lines one at a time.
Yeah. It's just... And
also, me staring at that Gekkomon flesh in the background.
I'm doing that too. But yeah, it good Gekkomon plush. And then moving on from that, we get Liberator. So this is web novel 26, Soaring. I weirdly don't know what to think about this chapter. Because like, I really like when the Impmon like jumps in front of Yuki, like worried that Dolphamon's going to attack. And it doesn't. And then we get like a whole discussion with Dolphamon explaining, you know, it actually being scared. The split evolution stuff with Maquinamon, which weirdly, I don't recall if the web novel has actually made that connection. I'm trying to think if it has. Do you remember, Dev?
Thinking back, not at least as far as Dolphamon goes.
Okay, I wasn't sure. If it was, it was something small. It's possible, though. Then all of a sudden, Impmon evolves, and then it's very strange that all of a sudden Dolphamon is like pseudo attacking. It's kind of too disconnected that they're like talking it out. And I get that it's meant to be like, you know, challenging what they believe in. And then they wake up elsewhere and Dolphamon is with them and they have to go back to battle Unchained and Dolphamon's other half. And the VIP here is Altea, who as everyone wakes up,
I'm just taking a nap.
No, that's the best part is Altea gets up to, and it's pointed out to Altea does not sleep. It was just pretending because it seemed like the right thing to do, which is just good.
Everyone else is taking a nap.
And then everyone leaves Cross Connected to head to Lacuna for the final battle, which would be cool if I swear we have not been hearing about the final battle for half a year.
Yeah.
I feel like that
are
is...
Are you sure it's the final battle? They've been advertising that for a long ass fucking time.
Yeah. I think that is the main negative for Liberator at this point is any criticism about story up and down is they keep referring to it as if we're about to enter the final battle. And
it's like shit or get off the pot.
Basically, yeah. Like, it's weird. It's a solid talky chapter, but the whole weird fight at the end doesn't fit for me.
Honestly, I liked the Liberator column more than the chapter.
So I ended up not reading the Liberator column. Just because I just went, I'm not invested enough in the story now to need, for lack of a better term, homework. Like, I get it's
basically just a interesting background about how the VR kind of like the immersive VR got kind of started and the shenanigans that went on technology wise.
Does it help your description if chat is calling it lore dumping?
It absolutely is lore dumping. But also considering one of my favorite series in existence is .hack, it's like relevant to my interest lore dumping.
Oh, I'm not arguing that. I just meant that I didn't feel like reading it at the moment because it felt like, because I was doing them in a row and I was reading we got these at the same time. I read the chapter and I went, at the moment, I don't feel like reading more Liberator.
That is absolutely fair.
Yeah, and it bothers me because I remember, like, even when we didn't like stuff in year one, it all felt really positive. And now it feels like we're just reading one chapter that just keeps going on, and it won't get anywhere.
Yeah, like, it's kind of like treading water, sort of.
Yeah. So, yeah, unfortunately, but, yeah, I'm hopeful it will at least end strong, though, especially as characters are starting to come back together, which is one of the fun things about Liberator. But we'll see. And then we have Time Stranger previews. We get clips of Bancho Leomon. It is funny they just avoided doing previews of him because they knew he'd be in the DLC, even though he's in the actual game. So we're getting all this stuff now, even though he's been in a game that's been out for months.
They need to have him with his groupies.
Yeah. Bancho Stingmon.
Just really fucking cool.
And then the one that feels like people are most excited about, Bancho Mamemon.
Look, his design is really fun, and the little baseballs have faces on them.
Do you like how the one baseball is actually making a face?
Yes.
Yeah, that's good. It feels like we can only really have another week and a half of stuff before we get a date. It can't be that much longer.
Yeah, they've kind of run out of Bonchos.
Yeah. Then the Anime Japan 2026 character is released, and Tomuro is there. It's actually funny. There's always characters in these keywords that feel like they don't quite fit because they're not, like, posing. I can't tell if
Some of them are just feel like they're just kind of, like, cut and pasted on just because of the disparity between the different art styles.
I can't tell if the Tomuro art doesn't work because it feels the smile doesn't feel like it works for Tomuro, but also he's not quite excited enough to be there.
No one's as excited as Vash.
Is Vash excited or is he confused?
He's just happy to be there.
Because there's a few different people you could argue he's pointing that gun at also. You know who looks happiest to be here, honestly? Yuniko.
I was going to say, is it Yuniko?
Yes. Look how fucking... Yuniko's like, I'm here, I'm relevant. Does Yuniko even have an anime at the moment? I know Yuniko has...
He has to, right? Or at least something within, like, the past year or so?
I mean, that he could be there because he's he's like a company mascot.
There's an anniversary, maybe?
I know he has a comic. One sec. I need to see if there's a new Yuniko anime coming out.
Because I know about the comic.
Yeah,
I
see, in chat, they're mentioning the comic also. See, as far as I can tell, I think it is just that.
Yeah, because I flipped through the comic when I saw it. I was like, oh, this looks pretty cool.
Oh, wait, someone said something Unico's coming on Disney Plus. One second. If there is something on Disney Plus, I can't find anything.
Look, Disney Plus is a clusterfuck. Good luck finding anything on there.
I think it has to be the graphic novel comic thing. And also just being like a company mascot.
And it needs some cute shit to balance out on both sides of the image.
Yeah. And then... Anime Japan this year is March 28th and 29th for the public days. You know what the weird thing about this image is? There are so many recognizable characters here that I keep, like, skimming over, even for stuff I've worked on. Like, I worked on multiple seasons of Nanoha, and I'm pretty sure that's Nanoha, and I don't really recognize her. That is who that is to the left of Baki, right? Okay, I'm not imagining that.
Yeah, that absolutely fucking is Nanoha.
Okay, I've worked on multiple seasons of that
show. You can tell by the...
That's what I thought, but, like, the art style is different enough that I kind of went, is that her or am I imagining it? And I think to the top left of her, I think that's the main character from the new Samurai Troopers show, I think.
I know nothing about that, so.
That's fine. But, yeah, so moving on from that. Someone chat asked, I worked on Nanoha. Yeah, I worked on the U.S. release discs for the two... sequel movies, the first three shows, and the Vivid Strike spinoff show. If there's more Nanoha, I've forgotten it. Let's see. Okay, moving on to Cardopalooza. You ready, Dev? Okay. So first up, hover S. So it's funny. Like, the card doesn't do anything, but it does look neat.
Just like some good action-y artwork.
Also, I do have to say, so they've put in a lot of effort to make him look very mech-ish in this art, and the face is still fucking cartoony.
Yeah.
That is very odd, but I like it. It fits him. And then we get Oblivimon, who's being very creepy, weird UFO. Although, we have to give credit to the tiny UFOs. Doesn't it feel like the UFO Kirby move? The Kirby clone?
It does.
That was my favorite thing to get in Kirby's Adventure, because you got like 6 different powers. Then, Hiarimon and Penmon. So, here's the thing. The art on these is good. There's too many characters to like feel central. Like, if you look at the Hiarimon one, there's actually multiple characters this art centers on, so it is very good as
the
art.
Yeah, the Rotomon and then the fucking snow globe.
Yeah, it's not central enough to like feel good. I love the art. Like, the Penmon one is great, but also if you told me this was a Yuki Darumon card, I would believe you. In fact, this could be a Hiarimon card.
It could.
Yeah. Then we'd get an actual Yuki Darumon and Polar Bearmon one card. Is it weird that Polar Bearmon is central to most of these?
I assume they're just making a set.
Yeah. They're nice, but it's less central to most of them. Punkmon looks great. Punkmon very much feels like there's a number of movies with punk characters that I feel like this could be inspired by. Does anything come
very
to mind for
like
you?
Very kind of like post-apocalyptic vibes.
Yeah. And then,
you know what this kind of makes me think of? It makes me think of Army of Darkness.
See, I was going to say the... I can't remember the name of the movie. One second.
This is my boomstick.
No, The World's End. Makes me feel like something from that. But yeah, Army of Darkness does fit really well. Minus the color scheme doesn't feel very Army of Darkness to me.
It's a little more skewed orange.
Yeah. And then Loudmon, we just get him blasting. This is the type of card art you see and you go, this really should be a poster.
Yes.
And then we get art for you. So for Yuki, she's wearing her... She has not worn this all this much. It's supposed to be like summer workout gear, I think. It isn't like the season 2 outfits where it's supposed to be like an actual outfit she's wearing normally.
Feels like more like just casual going on a jog.
Yeah. The first art was one of the first arts we saw for this set like half a year ago when they were previewing art. And then the parallel card is Yuki out for a run with Impmon. Although I will say, am I wrong?
Like, how the fuck are you running like that?
Well, here's what I was going to say. If you look at her face, does it feel like it's not Yuki on the parallel art? It's drawn almost like a bit too sharp and detailed.
Looks like a generic VTuber.
A bit. Then we get Chitose. He's one of the novel characters who showed up a few times and who they gave profile art to, probably because they were preparing for the card, frankly. And we also get
the Danganronpa vibes.
And we also get the same with Reina Omi, who I think everyone has been saying it's Danganronpa vibes. Everyone's been seeing her and going, oh yeah, that's just... Yeah, that's... Exactly. Doku-san, that character feels like he's the evil scientist from 50 different video games.
And also the tired salaryman who's about to get isekai'd to another world.
Now, if I'm right, he was the mobster guy that got beaten up like in the second chapter by Dinomon, isn't he?
I do not remember.
I think that's what he was. I could be wrong, though. Then we get a Flickmon card, which is the purple tool version of Flickmon. We get a bunch of them flying around.
I want plushies of these things.
So we get to see We get to see 4 Flickmons. The 2 best ones are the bottom right one, who's just excited he's there, and the top left one, who's not aware he's there. The top right one. I mean, if you look at the top right one, it's like he has no idea there's even a card.
That exact expression makes me think of that one little creature from Maiden Abyss.
So Mewlmon's funny because we all knew he had the fake head. A lot of people did not realize that was a fake head. And it is, in fact, a missile.
I love, like, from this angle, you can, like, really see how much he actually looks like a digi beetle.
Yeah. Well, that's one of the funny things, is he clearly is based on one, but this is, like, the best angle we've seen that shows it off. And Mockingbird Mon, we get to see them doing the, like, the Tri-Airbot laser control from its fake head and arms. How do we feel that both of these evolutions have fake heads?
Theme there.
Let's see. And then, so Ghostmon's weird in that it's kind of nondescript.
I feel like we've seen this before.
Yeah, it feels like the one with the fire from like a set or two ago that we were laughing about.
Yes, I remember that.
It's nice art, it's just not exciting, is the problem. And then, first up, we get a Valley card that's, this is very like manga promo art-esque.
Absolutely.
I feel like the drills could be larger, though. Like, we need the cartoonishly large drill, and then we get...
It feels like they change every time we see her, though.
So, that's not only true. If you look at the next art, which is the parallel alt art of her with Ghostmon, they feel significantly smaller.
Yes, they're narrower and longer, and also they're purple on the inside.
I feel like that's a lighting quirk. Although I see what you mean.
Especially closer to the top, it's very stark.
Yeah, that's weird, because I see what you mean, where, like, I want to say that's just the lighting, but it does feel like it's getting too purple. See, now I can't unsee it. Then we get Necromon, so first up, we get him about to use Soulstrike. This is a great fucking card. I only have one issue with this card, do you know what it is? This should be parallel art with, like, holofoil.
Oh, especially holofoil on the flames.
Yes. And then we get actual parallel art of Necromon with Violet. Nice action pose. Is the framing almost make it look like Violet is throwing the blade?
Yes.
This is the type of card where I would like to see what the actual card looks like, because it's not one that's marked as special with like the special surfacing and everything. This feels like it needs like foil.
Yeah, but like spot foil or...
Exactly. Then we get Pororomon and Funbimon. These are both just like sort of cutesy images. I don't have much to say about them. They're nice.
They're little buggies.
Is it weird to see Pororomon standing like that, though?
Yeah, usually just like fluttering. But yeah. Also, I mean, he could technically still be fluttering here.
Yeah. Then we get anime-esque art of Queen Beamon. I like how the babies are just, like, floating there. They don't really seem to be sure why they're there.
They're just having a good time. And also, their eyes are very, very shiny.
Yes, sir. Although, so is Pororomon's, to be fair. Like, his eyes are very shiny and all that. And then Winner. Winner just seems excited to be here. How many...
Forgot about you.
Am I wrong? Is this only the second card Winner has gotten?
Like, Yeah, probably...
We have not seen much of him.
I expected a parallel.
It feels like this is the type of set where the special parallels could be like the Liberator Tamers. So we'll see what pops up. And then we also get Kokishimon and Karakurimon. Again, I don't have much to say about these. These are really nice ones, though. I just wish like we got something a bit more dynamic, since they're such new Digimon that have not shown up a lot so far.
Yeah, but this is kind of like atmospheric.
Yeah. Very well done, regardless. And then they announced pre-orders for Limited Card Pack 8 Final Crest, and we have previews of everything.
They're really fucking cool looking.
So first up, 4 cards get new parallel art. And we'll have more previews of these to go over later, so we're just kind of skimming them. I will say, I love the anime Yuki on the Heavy Metal Tremon Ace card.
Yes, that one looks a lot more Yuki-ish.
Yes.
And also, like, the color on Heavy Metal Drummond is just really nice.
No, it really is. And then we get 6 new training cards, which continues the recent theme of Kulumon training.
I want all of these, and I would actually be tempted to buy this set just for the Kulumon cards.
Well, don't worry. Soon you'll get to find out how you can do that, Dev. And then 23 cards, we get new printings with colored borders. The one thing worth mentioning, a number of these are actually, like, recent promo cards. So some of these are ones that if someone has missed events recently, like Like the Haru and the Astra cards are like brand new promo cards from like, I think these are still the actively being given out, the normal ones, I think. So
I really want that Fascomon card.
Which one? Let me see. Fascomon.
Should be at the top left.
Oh, yeah, I see. The cartoony one.
Yes.
Oh,
the sleepy baby.
That looks good. So a box is $35. A box has six packs. Each pack has 10 cards. Pre-orders close February 9th. It ships in August. Pre-orders are not being done in Japan yet because at least initially these will be sold at events in Japan. But we can probably assume they will be sold elsewhere later. Then, so Dev, you being tempted to buy these?
Yeah, 35's not too bad, honestly.
It's less good when you consider that 60 cards. And also, Premium Bandai, I believe, is going to do $10 shipping.
Yeah.
You know what? You know what it really needs to be, Dev? You buy two packs, two boxes, and you sell the extra packs to friends to make up the cash, to make it worth doing.
Digimon obsessed friends live far away.
Buy one box, take the ones you want, sell the others to people who desperately want them but won't order.
An option.
And then Card Battle does the first episode in 5 months in the studio with everyone, and it's the first episode in a year that everyone is actually there. So they're doing a couple episodes of Boosters at 24 matches, and the first one's Abyss Area versus Millenniummon. I don't know who won, but I assume it's Abyss Area, because Millenniummon always loses.
You made the joke before I could.
You know what the funny part is? We both just go for the joke without even considering the other one's going to do it. It's just such an obvious good joke.
Just autopilot at this point.
Yep. And then we get the potpourri for the weekend. So first up, reference book stuff. So in the last week, we've had a bunch of reference books. So let's start first. So we get Hakubamon.
Bombarded.
Manekimon. So let's start those two. From the new Pendulum Color. Both look neat. It feels like the one should have been more shown off with the Year of the Horse stuff. Because is that a horse? Is that a wolf?
It is a horse, but
it's kind of like a chimera, sort of.
Yeah, I mean, the ass is a horse and kind of the shoulders, but then it gets kind of fucking weird.
See, I bet you wish you didn't make that Mr. Ed joke last week and saved it for this time. Manekimon is themed after the white cat. I really like that design. I especially love the Hellboy arm.
Mother, give me wet food.
Then we get Zombie Plutomon.
Yeah, you can definitely tell.
As Maria designed. Exactly. Then we get Chichimon, Hyokumon, Baraimon, and Butenmon. The lower forms of the chicken.
Glad we finally got some really nice high-res art. I mean, we had the scans from the
My favorite part is the high-resolution version. Some of the characters are lower resolution than the 320 art. If you actually check, like, the actual art, it ends up being lower resolution for a few of them. Then we get Chronomon Holy Mode and Destroy Mode. Both of these do get nice quality art. I'll be honest, I've never decided if I actually like this design, because it feels a bit too, not samurai villain, but like, it feels like a cartoon villain you've seen. Either both designs, I mean.
It's very...
You know what it is? Okay, if you look at both of these, Digimon villain or someone the Samurai Pizza Cats has to beat up. It looks like someone ordered a wrong pizza and is upset.
Also, they could definitely be a boss fight in Okami as well.
Yes. Then we get Ramphomon, the new Digimon from the episode.
I love this design just because I'm a paleontology nerd.
It is a good design, to be fair. And then, a bit before the show, we got Shishimamon and Darumamon. For the record, I love Darumamon, how it's like, when you look at it, do you get the feeling of Mr. Burns?
I was kind of getting like, can I offer you an egg in this trying time?
Oh man, it is wild how many they've done just in the past week.
I am not complaining.
By my count, it is 12. Because the first two were right before the show last week. And the last two were right before the show today. And then after that, we get Bromide Prince for Beat Break. This is like the Ghost Game at Adventure 02, the beginning ones, but instead
Where you get them like printed out at
But instead of instead of 7 print at 7-Eleven, this is a Famima print at Family Mart. And I believe this one, you can do the ordering online and just go there and pick it up. I don't think you have to use the app. You have to type everything in the machine there. It's also possible that was an option at 7-Eleven and I missed it. But yeah. So these will be until February 25th. There are 30 of them from episodes 1 through 4, the opening and the first ending. I would expect this will be extended and they will do more.
Yep, same as Ghost Game. Just keep adding more and more forever and ever.
I'm trying to decide which the best one is. It's the one with Cougarmon, isn't it?
He's the best kitty.
Then Annabirth showed off previews of the Lucky Bags, since those are out now. So we get a look at the slippers and the Agumon Talhood and the Omegamon stuff. And people who bought it put it side by side with the one they got from Digimon Expo. It is the same mold for the Omegamon blade knife opener, and it is just a different color, but it is the same mold and size and everything.
Nice.
Also, am I wrong, or does that shirt look nicer in real life than it did in the picture?
It does, because like in the mock-up, it just looked really
flat.
Flat, and just like, it's like, okay, this could be like nice, or this could look kind of shitty.
Yeah. Then we get some card game art based on the bit that we saw before where, it's like Shoto and Yuki met in the real world. They must have seen each other before that. And we get Shoto in his college gear just like, yeah, she looks familiar. And it's the, I don't know how to put the lines, but like it's supposed to be showing us Yuki as she appears in Liberator rather than real life.
It's fun. I got that with the little static over.
Yeah. It feels like it would help if we saw like some pieces of the real Yuki. Because I think that's what that's supposed to represent, but it's a bit hard to tell because of the visual. And then Usagi Bochi did some New Year's art featuring Owen Dreadnought and Agumon to celebrate the start of the new year. He also noted this was his first drawing of 2026. Very nice art.
Damn, starting off strong.
Yep, really nice art. Wow, Owen has some glowy eyes there. Holy shit, I zoomed in just to look at the art, and it's like, those are some real glowy eyes.
He's pissed.
And then we get some Beat Break art for the new episode. Takahiro Kojima, the character designer, did art of Granite wearing Ludomon as a backpack, and he thanked people for watching. And Akiminiaki drew Granite blowing a bubble, which is, I think, wasn't that one of the sample images? I think.
From the,
Yeah, the, like, the art corrections.
Production.
Yeah, I think it was done, like, the other way, but it's similar image.
Yep, it is.
Okay, good, I wasn't imagining that. I thought I might have been.
You have to space in the other direction.
And then, chat time for questions. While we wait for yours, we'll start off with those sent ahead of time. Someone asked, they were wondering, since Ludomon hasn't evolved yet, do you think there'll be new forms of the ones they've shown since Ludomon was introduced? This is an interesting question because, like, I could feel it going either way, but I feel like if you use Ludomon, you want to see all the cool shield shit.
I think you have, like, a solid 50-50 chance.
Yeah, I guess the question is, which do you prefer, Dev? To see the shield mons, or do you want to see, like, them do something different with it?
I've seen the shield mons do much, so I'd rather, like, them get some, you know, some views. But what you can do is, Digimon is famous for, like, additional evolution. So you could, like, oh, okay, after that, just do something different. You don't have to stick with the same ones.
And then let's see. Oh, we were asked in chat, you had to bet on the person from Tactics that's going to inevitably join Glowing Dawn. Who do you think it will be? So if someone from Tactics ends up being a fourth Power Ranger, who do you think it will be, Dev?
Like Granite.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, that feels like the right one.
Seems most likely to just get adopted.
But yeah, and Tiny Iron Fist says Hodoruko. I could see the argument for any of them. At the moment, with how little we've seen Granite, because it feels like Raito's the one most likely to just go off his rocker, probably after accidentally hurting her.
seems more like most likely to like be able to take care of herself fine. Granted, it's like this is a baby, Kyo needs to adopt him immediately.
Then let's see. So someone asked, what are your favorite cookies and are there any desserts you see and you just go, that's too much?
I mean, there are a lot of desserts I see and go,
okay,
dear God,
okay.
That's too much.
I guess let's start with the cookies, Dev. What is your favorite cookie?
I'm a basic bitch. Just give me, like, sugar cookies. But, like, soft on the inside, but slightly crispy around the outer edge.
Give me just a good baked chocolate chip cookie. And I will be perfectly happy. Give me that, and I will be perfectly happy with the chocolate chip cookie. Although I like chocolate chip cookies with walnuts in them also, to be honest. But yeah, that...
white chocolate macadamia nut cookies are also crack, depending on who makes them.
Also, I will never say no to a double stuffed Oreo. I decided to throw in a prepared cookie there, because we're both going like, oh, yeah, the freshly baked, but I like a good Oreo. Okay, then, are there any desserts you see that you just
cookies
go...
from scratch, so like...
And then for desserts are too much. I'm going to go with something obvious, Dev, and then you could give an answer. You ready?
Yes.
I don't like seeing the milkshakes where stuff is coming dripping down the cup.
Yeah, it's like, are you going to lick the outside of it, or are you just going to get all over your hands?
Yeah, where they do like the milkshake, and they put 10 things on top of the milkshake, and it's dripping down the cup, and then they dip the cup into something. It's like I will happily take a dessert plate, but don't. That's too much. I don't need, like, the cup to be dipped. Just give me a bunch of desserts and I'll be perfectly happy. I don't need the mug half-dipped into a chocolate fountain before you pour in milkshake.
I also feel like that's something, like, that should be, like, a shared dessert where, like, you or your family are basically going feral trying to eat this thing before it just turns the table into just a god-awful fucking mess.
Yeah. So what is your dessert that you think's too much, Dev?
Personally for me, 5-layer cakes. Because many years ago, me and my friends all went to Cheesecake Factory at a convention, and one of my friends got a huge fucking foot-tall slice of cake that it was bigger than his head, and somehow he managed to kill it off in like 30 seconds.
The last time I remember seeing a piece of cake like that was years ago when I went to Claim Jumper. It was just a giant slice. Yeah, it was almost more like a batch of cake for everyone. I get what you mean. Okay, Dev, are you ready for a good question from chat?
Probably.
What is your least favorite cereal? See, it's hard because it feels like if there's a cereal you think you won't like, you don't eat it. Ever.
Well, the thing is, like, there's cereals that I had high hopes for, and then I ate them, and then was greatly disappointed. Like, Chips Ahoy, Cookie Crisp. Cookie Crisp was the worst cereal that I've had.
Well, as a kid, the commercials always made it look so good.
Yes, but no, it tastes like fucking cardboard. It was nasty. It didn't taste like chocolate at all.
I'm trying to
think. And then, like, I got it because there was a cool promotion with, like, Sonic the Hedgehog toys. It's like, oh, yay, I love Sonic the Hedgehog. I love chocolate chip cookies. This is great. And it's like, this is absolutely fucking awful.
The Hedgehog sold you out. I'm trying to think, what is the least favorite one for me? You know what it probably is? It's probably something I wouldn't remember at this point. It's probably like, as a kid, I liked Cocoa Puffs and Cocoa Krispies, and at some point I probably had a generic version that tasted slightly different, and it just made me upset, and I don't remember what it is.
Smacks.
See, it's been so long since I've had Smacks, I can't remember if I liked them or not.
Like, the taste was kind of okay, but the texture is distinctively, I'm eating something that's stale.
That's in my mind what Grape Nuts are. But I can't remember if I've ever had Grape Nuts. But I just don't know.
That syrup, they stopped making that here.
Grape Nuts?
You can apparently get it in Canada. Yeah.
I didn't know. It never even occurred to me they stopped making Grape Nuts. Did they stop making Grape Nuts? That felt like that was going to outlive us.
Or at least the variety that my mom liked.
They were temporarily discontinued during production issues and COVID. They apparently returned within a few months. So yes, they apparently are back to haunt you, Dev. Okay, then someone asked, if Time Stranger got more DLC, what would you like to see them do for the villain of Season 2?
I mean...
Okay, you want to know who I think it should be? I got a good one. Are you ready?
Yes.
Galoose.
Oh. Yeah, that's better than my idea.
What was yours?
My brain would just bring back the Digimon Kaiser or Neo Saiba.
See, I feel like they wouldn't
do that, obviously.
Yeah, I feel like they wouldn't go out on the limb. That's what I would want. Yeah, there's some cool human stuff to do, but yeah, I feel like they wouldn't go out on the limb for that. Yeah, I just want them to bring in stuff that makes the game feel modern. Because one real issue with it is it really is years out of date for the franchise. Because, like, even look at, like, the reference book updates we get for the game, and it's like, oh, it's a character from 20 years ago. Oh, it's another character from 20 years
really
ago.
Really new.
Yeah, even the new ones aren't that new.
Hell, throw in some bastards from Liberator.
Then Burnt Forever asks, do we see Tactics 7 pulling a Vegeta down the line? I assume they mean them, like, being good. I'm trying to decide, because the writer has done both the they go completely nuts and they go good. It feels like the idea is that Tactics is going to figure out stuff's not quite right. So I'm going to say yes.
Hoping for an explosive breakup.
I'm going to say they're not going to be nearly as cool as when Vegeta figures out he's on the wrong side, though. Because Raido's a bit too whiny for that, it feels like. At least for me.
I want to see him have an absolute fucking meltdown.
Okay.
More than he's already had so far.
Okay, and the next question, Dev, is 100% for you, because I don't know enough about this to even, like, chime in. So you ready? I was going to make a costume. This is me, of course, but I was going to make a convention for a costume, or a costume for a convention that'd be closed in and hot, and they wanted DevQ's thoughts on if something like small computer fans hooked up to phone battery packs might work to at least help with airflow.
Really depends on the costume itself.
I guess, okay, the only thing I can add is that type of thing safe if you're sweating to have those fans there? Like, do you need to protect them from sweat? Yes.
Now, mostly when people use fans, they're, like, situated, like, a few inches away. Like, for example, like, if you're wearing a fursuit or something, they're, like, bedded in the foam of the head.
Okay, so they won't be situated in a place where, like, sweat would drip and hit them and it'd be a concern.
No, they're usually, like, a little further away.
Okay.
But also there's, if it's regular clothing, like a regular costume, not like a full enclosed suit, there's plenty of stuff like Aerism made by Uniqlo that, like, wicks sweat away and helps keep you, like, temperature regulated, indoors.
Yeah, this is definitely the subject to listen to Dev on. She knows. I'm not chiming in minus the one question I had because I don't know any of this stuff.
If you're going to be running around it and for several hours, you want to be comfortable.
Yeah.
You don't have to suffer.
Isn't it going to be suffering anyways, even if you, like, try to make it comfortable?
Yes, but you can minimize your suffering so that, like, it kind of, you know,
definitely
make the attention
that
worthwhile.
Okay, that makes sense. Last chance in for questions from chat. With multiple big anime anniversaries this year, any thought we might get from them? So the first thing we actually know is Ghost Game getting a Blu-ray set. So the other things with big anniversaries are, ignoring, like, Tamers, it feels like the obvious thing would be to get a 25th anniversary color Digivice.
We kind of have something similar.
I guess the question, Dev, is
like the CSA already in the...
Well, no, I mean the Adventure in 02 ones from the last 2 years. Like the actual adventuring Digivice.
Oh, okay. That wouldn't be too hard to do. I mean, they already can just reuse the casing from the
I guess the
CSA
question then is what do we expect, if anything, from Savers and Atmon? I mean, Atmon's kind of just showing up now. So, like...
Moro Tadamas?
Yeah, I guess that's an obvious one, I guess. You know what? It feels like that one pop-up shop last year was set up to practice for doing four of them this year. The one that we got was O2 Triad Crosswords. And then they'll do something at Digimon Expo if they do that again. God,
I also feel like for Savers they should do like some sort of like updated IC or burst VPET.
See, I'm trying to decide if they would do multiple of those, because between the ones coming, Tamers would get the priority, it feels like.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what they could do for Savers? Do what they're doing for Cross Wars, where it's just a VPET. But, like, theme the shell a bit after the IC or the burst. Would you prefer the IC or the burst?
Aesthetically, I like the IC.
And as for Atmon, I'm trying to think, like, what would be, like, the cool thing for Atmon that does not impinge on everything else?
That's why I said Otodamas.
More Otodamas are good. I feel like the thing for Atmon is do a Blu-ray for that. But then you kind of leave Savers out, though. That's a weird one. Give everything Blu-rays. That's
one,
the solution.
You get a Blu-ray. You get a Blu-ray.
See, Ghost Game and Atmon are easy because they're both native HD. You don't have to do anything. But we'll see. So that is it for chat, or for questions. Dev, what Wikimon article would you like people to read?
Digitamamon, because can I offer you an egg in this trying time?
So I guess the question is for chat, while we're still here, how did the video and the audio seem this time? Since God knows what is exploding behind the scenes, and me stretching every setting possible to hopefully make it invisible that there's an issue. So we'll see how chat felt about the show before we go.
Technology hates us all.
So far, they say, sounded good. Hopefully, it looked good enough. Oh, yeah, they're saying look good, too. Yeah, I stretched. I was explaining to Dev all the settings I changed, and it's like, it shouldn't work. In fact, YouTube's been throwing up warnings the entire show because it really does not like what I did. It's just good enough that it will do it. So I believe this week, I think I'm unavailable next Monday, so we'll probably be here Sunday. Me and Dev will figure out. Yeah, we'll figure out what works for both of us. We will catch you guys next time. Thank you for showing up. Bye.
Bye.